Four people in Wisconsin have died from swine flu. The latest was a school-aged child from Wausau who had underlying medical problems. The state's health department will continue testing those with severe symptoms. Initially, Wisconsin used a broader approach, testing all flu cases. Department of Health spokeswoman Stephanie Marquis says that's why Wisconsin is far ahead of other states in the number of H1N1 cases.
We don't think other states are really going to catch up to us in case counts because it's just a different amount of laboratory tests that were initially collected. Clinicians will use their discretion. You know, we're particularly seeing the virus impact younger individuals. We're not sure if that was because, you know, we had school in session.
Wisconsin has nearly 3,500 confirmed and probable cases of swine flu. Marquis says that's not unusual considering it's a new virus to which people don't have immunity yet. Regular seasonal flu, in which there is vaccine available, results in about 700 Wisconsin deaths. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.